Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of West Zeit Connect Trend.
West Zeit!
That's courtesy of super producer Brian.
West Zeit, kinda gang, bing, bing, bang.
That's Miles.
Yeah.
I'm Jack.
Yeah.
We are...
And this place ain't shit.
This place fucking sucks. so Kyle Rittenhouse is the main thing trending.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it a little bit more in depth on Monday's episode, but you know, a lot of the conversation around this on social media, like all the upvoted Reddit comments in response to the fucking Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty post, is like these supposedly like sober-minded, you know, centrists or libertarians being like, this was inevitable the second the guy said Kyle didn't fire a shot until the guy pointed a gun at him. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, look at the millions of cases where the people of color were sent to jail for much less or often shit they didn't do. Try to find me a case of a person of color getting technicality after technicality pop up that favors them and they get away with murdering someone on camera. Yeah. And for the judge to be like that. The picture I saw this morning that I hadn't seen was the judge. I think it was probably the carnival like ping pong ball selection process.
Yeah.
But it's the judge kind of leaning back with Kyle Rittenhouse sort of leaning over his shoulder.
Yeah, you got this. You got this, kid.
Yeah. That is somebody who was charged with murder. That you are, like, think about what that says to the jury when you are sitting right next to him like he's like a fucking puppy dog.
He did know that. That's why he did.
Right, exactly. Like, so that's the point. Like, the whole fucking point is that that's not like an accidental letting it slip that he has bias or a byproduct of, like, you know, judicial bias where, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. It's the whole fucking point.
Yeah.
Like, not allowing them to call the people who he shot victims is not subtle. That shit is not subtle. Like,
no.
That is the these are American values, as you know, a lot of people who are in power see it, and they wanted some central, like, fucking spotlighted example that they could set to be like, we got your back, white supremacy is still enforceable,
our number one value.
By violence, it's our number one value. The shit looks like they look like a golfer and his caddy lining up a putt next to one another. Yeah. In this fucking thing.
But that's it. I mean, no, what better representation than Kyle Rittenhouse, who in this case is the embodiment of a white supremacist protector,
right,
and judge as also part of the legal system's, you know, hand in perpetrating and maintaining white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, again, it's the same thing that most people go through and they go, I didn't expect anything different.
Yeah.
It's and then I think that's also the shitty part too, is that some of us have to condition ourselves to a society where we don't act like, to maintain some semblance of feeling okay, is to not have our expectations up about justice being served ever. And like, to your point, that if you're Tamir Rice and you're a little kid with a toy gun, that's enough to get you shot and killed by police. But you know, I think that's what's so funny, is like, the message is so clear no matter where you look, that there's just two different legal systems, and there's two and the way that our legal system looks at it is, even if you're a victim of white supremacist violence, and even these victims were not people of color, I mean, they were white, that the message there is, don't get in the way of white supremacy, because the legal system won't protect you if you're a victim of somebody who's there to reinforce it. So, you know, stand down. And I think that's like another intentional part of a decision like this, to erode people's willingness to stand in solidarity with, you know, those who actually need the support and need the, you know, the backing of people in physical space.
Yeah. And obviously fuck the judge, fuck Kyle Rittenhouse, but extra, like, because this is the one part I didn't know was coming, fuck anyone who is defending this verdict, all these sudden fucking legal scholars, like the calling balls and strikes bullshit centrists love to tell themselves.
Yeah.
Take a step back and see that we have fucking legalized slavery in prisons. We have racist murder squads in every city. You think there might be a slight bias or like a big chunk of the big picture you're like not allowing yourself to see, maybe?
Yes, of course. That's why I had to come with my very rigid take that I'm looking at the minutia of the legal opinions and strategy behind it. And I think that's another thing I'm seeing just on Twitter. There's a very distinct liberal response to some of the things I'm seeing, which are like, Chris Hayes was like, well, gosh, I hope, yeah, I really hope for him truly that he's able to alter the trajectory of his life and not be like George Zimmerman. And like afterwards be like, I don't know what else to hope for. It's like, that's right, because you are of a mindset that is unwilling to actually grapple with or acknowledge a brutal reality that millions of people in this country have been experiencing without an option to sort of opt out of for centuries. But by all means, Chris.
I mean, there was a man outside the courthouse with an AR who claimed he was a former Ferguson officer. I don't know if that was ever fact checked, but he's walking around with an AR, like being like, try something, motherfuckers.
Right.
Like this was all intentional. They spotlighted it. They want people to know this is what y'all are allowed to do. Like,
mm-hmm. And again, yeah, it no longer the police that were like the sort of main, you know, sort of the group that had the authority to use violence. And it used, right, to just be that there was something that was exclusive to the state. And now it's like, well, you know, if you guys are pulling in the same direction, I guess we can make that work too.
All right. Kamala is trending. She was president for an hour while Joe Biden got his colon checked out and was on anesthesia.
It's just so funny, like, trying to talk trends after that shit. You're like, all right, yeah, I don't know. Got a colonoscopy.
I did see one meme where she said, "We did it, Joe." So she was president for 1 hour, but other than that, God, what a fuck. Let's just go to a break.
Yeah, we'll be back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
And we're back, and Build Back Better is trending past the house.
Yeah, despite Kevin McCarthy doing a 8-hour fucking solo jam trying to stop up the vote from happening, but it happened. And there are some things like a little bit of paid leave is in there. Some other things. It's not even close to the original price tag. But all that to say, I mean, it is absolutely the largest, expenditure that the Congress has ever signed off on for something like this. But now it's the usual dance that we do, which means now it goes to the Senate and where we'll see what they do. So,
you know, hope you kept your fingernails long to chew them all off during that process.
What the? So I don't know. Like, the you understand politics way better than me. You understand the workings. You worked in politics. It seems to me like this has been passed a dozen times at this point. What is it? Just like it passed from one committee up to like a vote that allowed it to go forward? Am I thinking of a different bill? What's happening? Why does it seem that way to me? Or am I just, I might also be sundowning. I'm an old man.
No, I mean, like, there was like a framework, and then, I mean, there's always multiple back and forths. But I think before this, I think what you're thinking of is the bipartisan infrastructure bill. That was one that passed like recently. Which is the one that like that a few Republicans even voted for and are now getting their heads ripped off for voting for things like roads that they desperately need in their own fucking state. So yeah, that was like the last thing. And then with this one, the Build Back Better, that was the one where everyone, especially progressives, were like, we're not going to fucking give you the votes for the bipartisan one without knowing we have the things we need in the Build Back Better bill. I guess there's enough to satisfy that, or, you know, just to realize, you know, the progressives will just be lied to the point to get the votes, and then off they go to do their other thing. So yeah, now.
But this is the progressive alternative, right? So this is the better one?
Build Back Better one was the one that had all, like, the real wish list, the one that started at $3.5 trillion.
Got it.
That people were like, man, all this shit actually looks pretty good. And then it's okay. Like, okay, $1.75. Okay. All right. We can do something with that.
But this is the one that Manchin has been like, fuck no.
Exactly.
From Jump Street.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. He's like, I don't know people who want paid leave. And you're like, yeah. Huh? And then, you know, because also he's been talking about inflation and whatever he has to do to basically, you know, be the hero for the establishment in this case by completely trying to upend any kind of progress.
Yeah. Well, he is the senator of West Virginia, and their biggest problem is definitely, you know,
inflation.
Business leaders being challenged to, I don't fucking know, man. They're the number one state for opioid overdoses.
Right, which is why so many people were like, you know, everything this Build Back Better plan would really help West Virginians. Like, there was so many people were going there during like the messaging fight over it to sort of point out like, these are all the things that this money could help address within the state. And then you just have Joe Manchin be like, well, not today.
On the other hand.
Yeah.
Fuck
on
you.
The other hand, watch me deep throat this piece of coal.
I-5 is trending.
Yep. Because, dude, like some movie shit. Interstate 5, okay, for all the Californians out there, we call it the 5 and not the Fox show. But an armored truck had literal bags of money falling out of it on the freeway. And so people did what exactly you've seen. You know what the Joker was up to, his idea. You got cash flying around. People don't know how to act. And that's what happened. Fucking caused an incident on the freeway. People were like trying to just get handfuls of cash, of loose cash on the highway. And now like you have like the CHP and like the FBI being like, if you grabbed money, please bring it to the CHP station and we'll go from there. I was like, we'll go from there.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm taking this shit. I don't know what happened. So.
We'll go from there. Like, they're going to get in trouble for bringing back money.
Right.
That you motherfuckers left in the middle of
That's
the
a
street.
Lot of singles. I mean, the videos are like truly like people like holding cash. Like, cash flowing out the door. It's like the joy is truly like, wow, of course. What do you expect when cash is just flying out the back of a car?
Yeah. I can pay for healthcare now.
Right. Not now you won't, with the FBI being like, you got to give that back.
We'll take it from there.
Yeah,
we'll start it.
Yeah,
that.
Like, thanks.
You bring the money back and we won't. That's
stepdad who suspects you may have smoked part of his good cigar.
Right.
Why don't you just be honest with me, bud, and we'll go from there. Okay?
All right. There's new Ghostbusters out, and finally, they didn't make a political. People are always arguing about the politics around Ghostbuster movies, but Ghostbusters has been a extremely political movie from the start.
Mm-hmm.
The further you get away from the first Ghostbusters, the more you're like, "Holy shit, man! That was like,
was that free market shit I just saw?"
Very conservative, very Reaganite. So, you know, apparently the new one's a little too reverent to the original. We haven't seen it yet, but the original Ghostbusters, National Review once called it one of the best conservative movies ever made, which makes sense because the Ghostbusters are just free market, like capitalists succeeding when institutions like universities and the government fail miserably. Like there's all these little like, you know, Easter egg cookie crumb things where like the EPA is the bad guy, obviously. That's pretty right. Overwhelming. Yeah. But like he breaks into the Ghostbusters place to like shut them down because the government notoriously reckless with environmental policy comes through and just turns a thing off that is like keeping all the ghosts in. But when he comes in, the like Egon or one of them is like, "Hey, this is private property."
Oh,
so okay, you know, letting him know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then I guess it doesn't matter that you may have some potentially city destroying technology in this old firehouse. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so you guys just cooking up your own kind of fusion down here.
See? Yeah. And like, you know, they save the city, and the people who they look out for in particular are like very wealthy people, if you remember. Like it's always
right, some woman with like a fur on.
Yeah, expensive hotels, luxury apartment buildings. There's a book called Fictions Inc. that argues pretty persuasively that like it's just a metaphor for the process of gentrifying New York City, where the ghosts are like the remaining immigrants and persons of color who, you know, the Ghostbusters are the private enterprise, the M&M stores, the fucking Disney stores coming through and, you know,
de-ghosting the place. So these rich people can get on with it.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a pretty good. And by the way, director Ivan Reitman describes himself as sort of a libertarian who believes in the power of capitalism.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sort of a libertarian. I've never heard of something more fucking weird. All right. You're sort of. Okay. Whatever.
But yeah, Reagan was a huge fan. There was like in his campaign to be reelected, he was there were like young Republicans who dressed up as Ghostbusters and called themselves Fritz Busters because that's what they called his
Walter Mondale
opponent. Mondale. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the recent remake, you know, I saw that. I did not notice some of these things. It's definitely not conservative, but like very overtly political. Like the villain was a parody of an alt-right troll. The end of the movie literally features the Ghostbusters fighting the ghosts of America.
Spoiler alert.
My bad.
Spoiler alert. Could you imagine? Like, I didn't realize that was the ghost of America's history.
Yeah. But they're like fighting colonial soldiers and pilgrims and Uncle Sam's ghost, which is a far cry from Ghostbusters 2, in which they rode the Statue of Liberty around town to make everybody happy. So
yeah, with a Nintendo controller.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Man, I love that scene when they're like just gooing up the inside.
Yeah.
I love that song. Higher and higher. And I was like, woo, let's go. Let's fucking ride this big motherfucker.
That was one of my favorite movie songs of all time.
You got. Where's the soundtrack? I hope the soundtrack's good for this. I'm definitely going to catch it eventually.
Yeah.
But, you know, we shall see. We shall see if it's as bad as some of the reviews have said.
Yeah, the reviews are not positive.
Which I'm glad to see, because I'm like, oh good, don't just savage the ones that have you know, the female cast in it. Also have the same smoke for this. Maybe it is just objectively that bad.
Yeah, it apparently it's like more of a kids movie. Somebody was saying it's most the movie that it most approximates is not Ghostbusters but Super 8, like, oh, but just okay, without the comedy. But
cool.
I don't know, I like Super 8, I like the vibe. I have not read any take that says it's like very political movie.
Right.
But
hey, sometimes you can just keep the ghosts up.
I did read a review that said one of the jokes is a non-joke. Like something that's emblematic of the type of jokes in the movie is a kid saying, "So this is happening," which feels like that shouldn't have happened like even a year ago. Like that was a joke people right. made to make fun right. of like bad dialogue like a year ago. But maybe they made it 2 years ago. I think they did actually. Paul Rudd, always delightful. So I'll see that shit. Those are the things that are trending. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Yeah. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.